Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller
Bring Your Tea.
and Leave with More. Hello, Merry
Hello,
Christmas.
welcome, welcome.
I hope everyone's doing good and they're looking forward to the new year. It's
Yes,
almost time.
this will be our final extra brew before of the year, before the new year.
Why?
So very exciting. And we thought, well, Kerry thought, which is a fantastic idea,
Thank
that
you.
we would have a little chat about some pop culture moments from the year.
Yeah, do a 2023 wrapped. Why not?
2023 wrapped, I like that. So she
Yeah.
found an article on BuzzFeed, and we're just gonna go through it and just
Yeah.
chat about the things that are there.
Yeah. I was gonna just come on my own, and then I was like, do you know what? BuzzFeed, you can do it for me. Thank you. Let's discuss.
Because
So.
January was such a long time ago and so
I know.
much happened since then.
I was trying to think, like, what has happened this year? And Barbenheimer just took up such a huge chunk of the year that I was like, I just can't remember what's gone on for us to
I
chat
know.
about.
So it's going to feel
Yeah.
like such a shock when I watch my 1 second for the year because
I
I
know.
cannot remember January
Yeah,
or the
what were
beginning
we
of the year.
doing?
I feel
Yeah.
like because it was just a haze of final year for me,
Oh, true.
and the haze of your masters for you.
To be fair, it wasn't.
It wasn't really a haze in the same way.
No,
You
but
were
I just
vibing.
I yeah, true, true. Should we look at the list?
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's called on BuzzFeed, it's an article, Here Are 11 of the Most Unforgettable Pop Culture Moments That Shaped 2023 So Far, and it was posted a week ago today by Elizabeth Cotton. So thank you, Elizabeth,
Thank you,
for
Elizabeth.
doing that. Okay, let's see what is number one on the list. I don't know if it's in a special order or not.
I don't know, but I think number one is a pretty big one.
Hang on, I'm still scrolling.
She's still scrolling. There's a lot to scroll through, isn't there?
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, Barbenheimer's the top moment. I mean, it's the one moment that I could think of. That
Yeah,
was
literally. Because was it Kira who sent us that meme, which was January, Barbenheimer, December?
Yeah.
That's how this year has felt.
So true, so true. Yeah.
Because both of these films was had such massive hype about them. Barbie was doing so much press. Oppenheimer
Yeah.
was basically doing the opposite because they kind of didn't need the press because
No.
everyone knew it was coming out and Barbie was doing all the press.
Yeah, true.
So
Oh,
it was a
isn't
big
it Matt?
cultural event for people to go see them, though.
Yeah, I don't remember. The last time there was such a big hype over two movies together.
No, and
Or
it's even
people.
crazier that they would come out on the same day.
Yeah. And also, I don't remember the last time when people were dressing up. Apart from Minions.
Yeah, but that was more of a
Sorry, count.
jokey thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, this was
So that's
such a thing.
just absolutely mad.
Yeah.
Even though Tilly
Absolutely.
and I did the complete opposite of dressing up, and we both wore like black and white outfits when we went to go see Barbie.
That's pretty iconic, to be fair. I mean, in the picture we're looking at, Ken's in black and white.
Ken is in black and white, so
You're doing it for the Kens.
doing it for the Kens.
When did it, was it out in summer?
It was July.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I feel like I only just went to watch Barbie, like it only just came out.
No, I know what you mean.
How is it Christmas? How was that summer?
But no, it was literally like 5 months ago, which is insane.
What? Nah,
It's
how?
I don't know, and it's kind of bad because I still actually haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Well, you know, I didn't really like it. Well,
Yeah, I've heard mixed things about it.
yeah, it is in the.
But Barbie is definitely a solid fave.
Yeah, do you know what I found funny was I actually saw a few of my friends had I'm Just Ken in their top five songs.
No way. That's
Yeah.
so funny. It's a hilarious song, but how much must you be listening to it to
I
get it in your top five?
know. Or do you, because like for ours, we listen to our top song about 100 times.
Yeah. Are they the people who don't listen for like 30, 40 odd thousand hours like us?
Yeah, maybe they had 1,000 hours. And they're like, you listen to this song 10 times.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. My God, what a moment. I will, like, what is the last big cultural moment that's similar to Barbenheimer?
I don't know, because I think I vaguely remember them saying about different films that had come out on the same day in previous years, because I think maybe Mamma Mia came out on the same day as something else. But I think what felt different about this is obviously Christopher Nolan is massive. He's
Yeah.
such a name. People will always go and see his films, and it's such a big thing to go and see a Christopher Nolan film because he doesn't make them very often. And with a total like star-studded cast that it had.
Yeah.
And then to pair that with another film that kind of matched that caliber with another star-studded cast as soon as people knew there was a Barbie film, and with it being directed by Greta Gerwig as well, who everyone absolutely loves her films as well.
Yeah.
And I think to have what felt like such what was such a massive male director against a massive female director, it was just an insane moment in.
Yeah, and for such polar opposite films as well.
Yeah, there was so much overlap with the because so many people who saw both films who maybe otherwise wouldn't have seen both films if they'd come
Yeah.
out separately.
Yeah.
Like, they've both done really, really well, and even better, I would say, from having both come out at the same time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Because it
It
became an
hasn't
event to
harmed
go and
them.
see them both.
Exactly, and that is the absolute dream in marketing.
Yeah. See, I feel like some people might be cynical about it and be like, oh, it's like a massive marketing ploy and like Hollywood's taking all our money, that kind of thing. But I really enjoyed the experience of it. I thought it
Yeah.
brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. Yeah, it made me really happy to have Barbenheimer moment this year. I loved
Definitely,
all
because
the memes, all that kind of vibe. And I just thought, oh, so many money you're gonna have two films with these stellar casts
yeah.
coming out at the same time, everyone going to see them. It's just exciting, especially with film people. Getting people into the
Exactly.
cinemas is just so fun.
And with it being such a kind of weird year and just the world in general kind of falling apart in lots of ways, it kind of felt nice to
Yeah.
have that moment of everyone kind of coming together to
Yeah.
see all these films and talk about these films. And even when you were like out near the cinemas, like you knew who was going to go see Barbie, like you could
Yeah.
tell from them being all dressed up. And it felt like a very collective community moment, if that makes
Yes,
sense.
for sure. I know because I just love that normally when films come out, I mean, there are exceptions, but you know, like people are like, oh, wait till it goes to some streaming
Yeah.
services, or like you and your friends might go, but not like other people. But like, all generations were going, and it was so
Yeah.
fun. Like everyone I knew was going, and it's
It's
just
so
cute that
good.
it's another thing, as you say, to unite us for people to chat about. And it's just
Yeah.
lovely, and especially with a film like Barbie, where it was such a female empowerment kind of film.
Yeah.
I really love that people are having conversations about it, and all the
God,
girls were coming out
yes.
feeling like baddies from watching it. Love that.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Like, that's more of the energy we need.
It is. It's the energy we want, the energy we need in 2023.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, go girl.
But yeah, a top-notch, iconic moment.
Yeah. Yes. And you can listen to our Barbie episode.
You can back a few
Yeah.
episodes ago. Go listen to it back in the summer.
Yes, season four. Was it?
Yeah, it was definitely this
Yeah, it
season.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Oh my gosh. Okay. Should we go on to the next cultural moment?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Let me scroll. Okay. Ella, I don't know this.
I've only seen a couple of these.
So it's the Susie store-bought pesto stitches on TikTok.
So I think essentially, I haven't seen the original video, but I think essentially it's this woman. I can't remember exactly how she phrases it at the beginning. Wait, I'm just gonna play it to hear
Let
what she
me.
says.
Okay.
Wait, so she starts it off being she's making pesto and she's like, call me crazy if you want, but I've never liked store-bought pesto. And then I think she launches into some like really crazy random story as she's making pesto. And then so other people started to stitch the beginning of that. They'd have that the beginning of that video, and then they'd stitch it with their own really crazy story of something that happened to them or someone they knew in their lives.
How have I missed this?
I think it was definitely more of like a just a TikTok thing as opposed to an Instagram Reels thing,
Okay.
because they were often kind of longer form, chatty sort of things.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why it became such a thing, but yeah, people would just join in their like crazy wacky stories about
Oh.
like reuniting long lost lovers or like something really mad happening.
Oh. Do you know what I have seen that I enjoy is quite a few people have been doing where they're doing their makeup and then they read in a story that they got sent in.
Yeah.
And like there's this one woman who I saw before and I thought it was her story and like it hadn't been sent in. And then I saw her doing another story and I thought, oh my God, bless her, she's had the worst luck with relationships. And then I saw a few more videos and I realized, I was like,
Yeah.
it's not her stories. But I do quite enjoy watching those. I wonder how many of them are actually real.
Yeah,
It's like,
that's the thing. Because I think some of them are so like elaborate and crazy. You're like, did that really happen or what?
yeah. Well, because another big pop culture moment, well, in the UK at least, is the Amsterdam glory hole story.
Yeah,
And did that actually
literally.
happen? No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I heard that it didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
But there was something else that did
Why did
happen.
that go so viral? Weird.
That's the thing. And it's so hard nowadays because even with some of these like TikTok or Reel videos, you'll have them like telling this story, but they're just like recounting the plot of like a Wattpad book or something.
Yeah, literally.
And you don't know until the end. And I think we just get so hooked in on like the intrigue in these stories. And it is hard to tell whether they are true or not. But I feel like sometimes at the end of the day, that's not the point. It's just these people sharing these crazy stories that have
Yeah,
either
true.
happened or
It's just
made up.
funny. By the way, can you hear my hairbrush?
No.
Okay, I don't know if I'm low-key giving ASMR, but
No,
I
I can't
suddenly, you
hear it
know when your
myself.
hair just feels really tight, and I just was like, oh, I need to take that
Yeah.
down now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
So I think that's what that pesto thing is, but
Okay.
I'm being pious, so I don't know. The next one, right, is Angela Bassett did the thing at the BAFTAs. This was a moment.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. This was
And
all the way back in like February.
I don't think it was a moment, the type of moment she was expecting it to be,
Yeah.
but it was still a moment.
Oh, I loved it. The thing is, I love them. I
Yeah.
mean,
Oh, sorry for them. Yeah.
Ariana DeBose,
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
was, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, in West Side Story, their
Oh, so
performance,
good.
incredible. But I don't know who wrote, I did we talk about this at the time?
I
I
think we
don't know
definitely mentioned it. I don't know if it was on the
yeah.
podcast, but we definitely spoke about it with each other because we both watched the BAFTAs.
Yeah, I don't know who wrote it, who decided this was a good idea, but and I love the intention behind it, don't get me wrong, because it was lifting up all the really cool women in the room, like Angela Bassett.
But
But
it was a bit
no,
cringe.
sorry, but I just did not enjoy it.
I think from the get-go, I was a bit like, did anyone watch this and okay this?
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but just because it feels so cringeworthy. It was just a lot.
It was. And, performance skills rate them.
Oh yeah, for
But it was
sure.
the content you could have been given better to work with,
Yeah.
and you have been given better to
And
work with in the past.
I mean, the audience having to hear that probably live for the very first time,
Yeah.
that must have definitely put a lot of their kind of stage faces to use.
Oh yeah, definitely. I
Yeah.
mean, I love watching the BAFTAs every year. I so look forward to it. I mean, award season's already coming around again soon.
It is because they've already had, I think, the Gotham Awards, which are like the unofficial
Yeah.
beginning of the season.
Yeah. I'm excited to have a new moment like this. I think
Yeah.
award shows, because that's when all the stars are gathered in one place. There's
Exactly. We'll
always
so have to
bound to be
do
something good.
award show extra brew episode next year.
I'm gonna stay up and watch the Oscars.
Yeah, because I've never stayed up and watched it before.
I mean, maybe. I mean, if you've got work the next day, maybe, feel free to not.
But we can definitely catch up with it. But yeah, it was a lot, and I don't think I have anything else to say about the BAFTAs.
No. We can do the next moment.
Don't know this one.
Shakira finding out that her partner was having an affair thanks to a jar of jam. I
Okay,
don't
so
really remember this.
it
I
says
remember her going to prison. Did she ever go to prison?
Shakira. I don't think so.
Oh, wait, let me Google this. You read this out.
Okay, so it says Shakira allegedly worked out that her partner cheated on her through a jar of strawberry jam that she kept in the fridge. Reportedly, the singer is the only one who eats the jam. So when she returned from a work trip and found that some of it had been eaten, she realized her partner was having an affair. Could he
But
not? So did she confront him and be like, who's been round? Who's eaten my jam?
how did she know it wasn't a person who was having an affair with a chat?
Exactly, because like, okay, maybe he doesn't like jam, but what if he had friends round and they ate some of the jam?
Yeah, that's so random. I did.
But
I never saw that anywhere.
I wonder whether she confronted him at being like, yo, who've you had round? Where's my jam gone? And maybe he was like, oh yeah, sorry, I had an affair. What? So if anyone has more
Okay.
details about the Shakira thing,
Shakira,
please let us know.
Shakira. Okay. Wow. I did just Google what happened with her, and because it was a whole tax thing, and I
Oh,
found an
okay.
article that's very recent, and it said that only a couple weeks ago or so, she signed a last minute deal to just pay a load of fines, so she didn't have to go to prison for not paying her tax.
Eek.
No, because I remember seeing the memes. It's bad. Everything on my news now is just through meme content, but
Yeah, I
I
feel like
enjoy
that is
it.
the way that our generation find out a lot of news.
And I just saw it was like Shakira in prison and then has to go like shaking her hips, like performing for the prison guards or something. I don't know. It's just fun.
Oh,
That
funny.
was my Shakira news of the year. Right, okay. What is next on the list? No.
I forgot about this for a moment.
Cole Sprouse's cringe-inducing interview on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Oh, that was on the Call Her Daddy podcast that T was talking about.
Yes. And I remember seeing a couple of clips from the Call Her Daddy podcast, but then I listened to the episode he did with Diary of a CEO. Because he seemed to be just doing the rounds with podcasts in that moment. And I think that Diary of a CEO one was a bit more kind of, it felt a bit more genuine because they were just talking a lot about like growing up, and they talk a lot about trauma on Diary of a CEO when he has celebrity guests on. But him sat there on the Call Her Daddy podcast when he's like just lounging around with his little cigarette. He thinks he's like so cool. He thinks he's the bee's knees, and it's just not. The comment underneath it on BuzzFeed says, if you want to become a meme on the internet, then aggressively chain smoking indoors during an interview about being vulnerable is certainly one way to do it.
It is one way to do it.
Because it just seems to contradict like everything, because I can imagine the conversation he was having was very similar to the conversation he was having with Stephen Bartlett, where he was talking about his parents' separation and him and his brother being kind of pushed into the like TV at a really young age to be able to financially support their mum, which is very strange on many levels. But to be projecting that form of toxic masculinity whilst doing it.
I don't know if it was just a bit out of context, but it just was when I saw that. I mean, I was already thinking, okay, like I know that actors aren't their characters, but sometimes you do find yourself aligning them with their characters.
Yeah.
And already Riverside is, no, not Riverside, Riverdale is a
Dale,
meme of the
yeah.
internet. And so already I'm a bit like, eh. And yeah, and then I saw that video and I just thought, ooh, ooh, no.
It just feels so unprofessional to me as well.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go into someone's recording studio and chain smoke indoors. Like, it's not the
Is that
70s.
not rude?
It
Yeah.
feels so rude. And just the way that he's sat and like his body language throughout the whole thing, it just feels a bit off.
I don't know if that's just putting up a front because feeling
I
awkward,
do
but
wonder whether he was trying to protect, he tries to protect himself because of all those vulnerable moments in that way by coming off as this, oh, I don't care kind of guy.
I guess it's just difficult when you find yourself in TMZ and that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah,
But
definitely. So
okay,
that's
wow,
that.
yeah. Next moment, Rihanna casually announcing her second pregnancy during her Super Bowl performance, and there's an iconic red outfit there. You'd
Yes.
say,
I mean,
and they
I
kept.
feel like neither of us feel very strongly about this, but I think the Super Bowl is such a massive thing, and like doing the halftime performance is
Yeah.
like an absolute crazy honor to be able to do it, and like it's insane. So it feels kind of, when you think of that and then you add on the fact that she was probably like halfway through her pregnancy, decided to announce it to everyone
Yeah.
at that point as well, like pop off.
Yeah. No, it is really exciting. I mean, it says in
Yeah.
the caption, honestly, I think she may have actually broken the internet when this happened. I love both of us who say we're just a bit like, oh. Because, well, I always find it interesting. I always find it interesting to watch the performance. Not necessarily watch it, but just like, I don't know, I'm always interested who's doing it or whatever. I mean, it's not as really that big a deal here.
I think that is it, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what it is, right? It's just, I think Rihanna is really iconic, but I'm just not a huge fan. If it was someone like, okay, I'm not really, I'm not a Swiftie. But say if Taylor Swift in the middle of her performance was like, surprise, I'm having Travis Kelce's baby, then I'd be like, oh, that
Literally,
would be
literally.
more of a moment for me. I'd be like, excuse me?
And you know what else feels like kind of more of a moment, because we're not really
Yeah.
Rihanna fans?
Yeah.
Suki Waterhouse a couple of weeks
See,
ago
this? Yeah.
being
I'm more
like,
excited
look at
about
me in my
that.
sparkly dress. Oh yeah, hey, by the way,
Yeah, that's
our
more of a
Pax
pop
is going
culture
to be a
moment
dad.
for me. I guess it just depends who you're a fan of. I was like, oh,
Yeah,
that's cute, but
definitely.
like, I'm not that. I wasn't like, wow,
But I
yeah,
think
so cute.
to announce your pregnancy at the Super Bowl halftime show, like,
Nah, it's
you
so
know you're
cute.
like on the top of your game.
Yeah, that's so cool. Love that for her.
So kudos to her.
Yeah. Can we also mention, since we're talking about Suki Waterhouse, I love when it's like, keep Jacob away from that baby.
The meme. People are so quick.
They
And also, there
are.
was, oh, it was one of these like film updates accounts or something. And instead of putting a picture of her being like, oh, she's gonna have a baby, it was a picture of him
Oh my
holding like
God.
some flowers, or he had like flowers in the background. I'll have to find it and show it to you. And I was like, that just seems so funny to me that they're making it more about him than her.
Yeah.
And posting a picture of just him rather than the two of them to be like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, I spent hello. Because it's not like she's nobody, she's an actress,
No.
singer.
On to the next moment. We have. Oh, we have the cockroach on the Met Gala red carpet stealing the show.
I forgot that that was this year's Met Gala.
Was this year. Oh my God, back in May. Oh my God, that seems
Wow.
like a lifetime ago.
It really does. I remember us talking about some of the Met Gala outfits.
Oh
Jeez.
yeah, I love that a cockroach has made it onto the list of the things that have happened this year.
Like, I feel like I don't know how, but it feels like it sums up this year very
Yeah,
weirdly.
just a bit of a weird, crazy year.
A very
Yeah.
weird, crazy year, and even more weird. And like the little description underneath gets even shows it's even more of a crazy weird year, because it's like, until we sadly found out through a tweet that it had been squashed, my heart is very much still broken.
Oh, oh my
Oh.
God. That's got to be the most famous cockroach.
Definitely the most famous cockroach. He had his 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, it
So.
did. So you know, I was wondering, being a cockroach is, because obviously it's I'm a celebrity time of year. And what is on the jungle, yeah? I mean, like, what happens after they've used the cockroaches?
I think they just release them into the wild, you know?
In the jungle, there's just a load of cockroaches.
Because I do, because yeah, they must like breed them somewhere. Because it's not like they have people going around the jungle collecting them, unless they find, I don't know where the cockroaches nest or how they nest, but I wonder whether they find them and use them from there. Like, I don't know what like the animal handling rules are on Imus
I
Black.
guess it depends, like there are very different things to do with snakes as they would with the more the insects, wouldn't
Yeah.
they?
But surely you don't want there to be too many cockroaches or
Yeah.
mealworms or something in the jungle.
Because
I think.
especially like and they mix them all together in the different trials, like
Yeah,
they
so
trap
it's not
more and
like
more.
they've got anyone there separating them. Right? I
Like
don't
that,
know.
yeah. Especially with the ants. But like, because
Yeah.
they do something, they do a trial, like they did one recently and they were in the air and then they had all the critters in the box and then they just dropped out of the box. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh, they're just in the jungle.
So I wonder
It's
whether
quiet.
they collect them from the jungle beforehand
And
and
then
then
put them back.
release them
But
back into the
how?
jungle.
They must have to have special breeding things to get that many.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But then you're allowed to just release that many. I don't know if I even want to know, to be honest.
I know, it's one of those weird things. It's like you're curious, but you probably wouldn't like the answer. It's probably a bit
Yeah.
worse in some way.
Yeah.
And it's probably
Definitely.
quite hard to find out, actually.
Yeah. Should we whiz through the final
Whiz
ones?
through the final one.
I
Yeah.
reckon we've done the main ones, to be fair.
Definitely. So the next one is, I lost it. Gwyneth Paltrow's ski accident trial.
I don't remember this.
I know it happened, but I can't remember what like the outcome was. I just remember hearing some stuff about some nice outfits she wore. I think it was basically there was a crash with her and someone else when she was skiing. Oh, there we go. Terry Sanderson filed a lawsuit against her after the pair collided in 2016 during a ski trip in Utah. The trial was televised and ultimately became a meme, especially as Gwyneth whispered in his ear, "I wish you well," after the jury ruled in her favour. And supposedly it's being turned into a short musical in London.
Really? I suppose
Weird.
they've got Wagga for the musical now.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
When was the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? Was that the year before?
I think that was the year before, yeah.
I was gonna say we don't really have a major. If I guess that must be the
No, so
biggest
that was
one.
like the major trial of this year,
Yeah.
I guess, in celebrity news.
Lol. I haven't watched any of the Colleen Rooney's got her own. Show
Yeah, I haven't
about
watched
it.
that
I haven't
either.
seen that. And then the Michael Sheen in the
I think he
thingy.
is, yeah.
Yeah.
I find it so mad the quick turnaround on things like that. Like,
How?
that was only a couple of years ago, and now it's
Yeah.
a
How is
musical, a televised series, a documentary from her
it turned
side as
into so
well.
many things? How is there physically, how is there literally that much to tell?
How is there a market for it as well?
Yeah.
Mad.
So then we have Prince Harry releasing his memoir Spare. Do we have to discuss?
I don't think we do. I think we can leave it at that. And that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That says enough.
I don't think we don't need to say anything else. I think that, you know,
No,
ends it
that
there.
is 2023.
That is 2023 in pop culture moments. Ooh.
I wonder if I don't know if there's anything that's been missed out. We were just following the list, but I can't really
Yeah.
think.
But let us know on the Spotify
Yeah.
Q&A box or on the Instagram if you know any other pop culture moments that we've missed out.
Yeah.
Another year kind of gone nearly.
Well, thanks for joining us for our final
Thank you
extra brew
very
episode
much.
of the year.
What a fun little extra segment we've added.
Such fun. I will see you in the new year in Spill
We
More
will see
Tea.
you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.